Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, great to have you with us. Every morning I get the same high feeling, and I always feel privileged to be here and to have great guests like we'll open up with right now. Her name is Sherry Rumler, R-U-M-M-L-E-R. She is the author of Entrusted. It's a book published by Tate Publishing, paperback. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or TatePublishing.com. And Sherry, good morning. We're all eager to hear your story. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. And tell us about the book, an overview of Entrusted, what it's about.
Is a novel. It's a fiction novel based on a young single mom who's sort of tested through various relationships and worldly challenges, like we all are. But through these challenges, her experience kind of tests her faith, and so it's a faith story. But this ultimately gives her the power and the fortitude to carry through and eventually find love in her life.
So it's in a sense, I think you categorize. This is an adult novel, but it's also interspersed with God and religion, isn't it? It's kind of a mix.
It is. It's a non-denominational. I mean, it doesn't base itself on any denomination per se, but it does have that faith element to it. Yeah.
Was this based upon your background, and is there any nonfiction pervasive through the book that pertains to you?
You know, I think all writers have elements. You know, you're kind of told to write what you know. And I do have two sons. One is 24, one's 21. And certainly that has impacted, you know, my writing through the novel. I think that any mom could relate to this book. It's sort of a mom book. Reviews, you know, from other people that have read it have strongly been moms relating to, you know, relationship issues with their own children. So it's definitely that kind of a novel.
All right. So there is a message as well, at least one message in the book, as subtle as it may be, in addition to it being a novel. You want to communicate something to the people who read it, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And how would you define that?
I think I would define that as sort of surrender. You know, a lot of parents, and myself included, have dreams for our kids and where they're going to go in their life and what they're going to do. And I think ultimately it's your faith in God and trusting that God has a plan for their life ultimately, and that your job is sort of more a managing role rather than a, you know, dictatorship or control, if you will. And I think that surrendering your child basically unto God and knowing that God ultimately has the plan for their life.
Have you written anything before? Was this your first crack at writing?
This was my first crack. I have written since then. But this is, yes, this is my first novel.
And how has the experience motivated you for you to write things in the future?
I think it, you know, writing is one of those things that you either love it or you hate it. You know, for me, the writing part comes very easily. I can sit at the computer and it sort of just flows out. The more difficult part of the process for me personally now is publication and getting your book out there because you know, the internet and you're flooded with information on what you can choose to read, it's hard to stand out in the crowd. So to me, that's the harder part of the
There are a lot of novels, a lot of inspirational stories. Is there anything, any characteristics or traits about this book that you think differentiate it? So if someone says to you, sounds good, but, you know, there are 20 other books on the bookshelves that sound similar to it, why should I buy yours?
I think, you know, just based on the reviews of the people that have read it themselves, most of the reviews that I'm getting are really encouraging as far as people walking away with a sense of relearning something or sort of recentering their peace about their relationship with their children. I think that there's a faith hope message in there that sort of gives parents, you know, a break on themselves. I think me, myself as a parent, you know, we take the job very seriously. There's no other job like it, parenting. And I think that, you know, walking away with a sense of faith and hope renewed is what you'll get when you read Entrusted.
All right. I'm trying to determine, I think our listening audience might as well, the demographic, the target audience you're going for. And the reason I say that maybe it's a little enigmatic is, number one, is God and religion and inspiration and getting back in there. The other is that it's an adult novel. That's kind of a broad cross-section. Whom is the book for?
It's definitely a chick flick, I would say. It's for women, you know, early 20s through maybe 50. I have had some reviews from men, which surprised me, that they've enjoyed the book as well. But I would definitely say it's a woman's, you know, fiction novel.
All right, well answered. And what was the most difficult part of writing this book? Was it character development or the storyline?
I would say, you know, character development is tough because you want your readers to be able to relate to those characters. And, you know, you don't, even though Anna's story is different than their own, you want them to be able to relate it to their own life and, you know, sort of have sympathy for your characters also and empathy for your characters. So, you know, that's a tough thing. And I think I've accomplished that in writing Entrusted.
Yeah, and what impressed me is when authors come on, I like to see that they're enthused about their book. You are very enthused about your book, and the reaction of other people is has been pretty much the same. What is there in your background that maybe is a little like Anna's, or is that just too close and too personal?
No, you know, I've been a single mom. I've been in that situation. There is one point of the book where the mom, Anna, has to have her son travel out of state to spend time with his dad, who really he hasn't seen in a long time. So they're, you know, ultimately strangers, if you will. I've had that experience. I know what that feels like, so I definitely can sympathize with Anna. And I think a lot of other single moms can, too. And even moms that haven't been in the single mom realm but are working moms and are struggling to sort of parent and work. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on parents today.
Yeah, we have a very complicated society and a very complicated world without getting into details. And the issue of single mothers is gaining a lot of attention. Are you involved with anything outside of writing that focuses on these as endeavors that you're involved in?
Not currently, no.
All right. See, I gave you an idea.
Yes.
We've got about a minute left, so now I'm going to ask you the toughest question of all. And here it is. What haven't I asked you that you'd like to answer about the book? You've got about a minute to capture the interest and the enthusiasm of our audience.
I think you've done a great job. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. I think that if you get a chance, I'd love for you to visit me on Facebook or on my website, jerryrummler.tateauthor.com, and just take a look at the reviews for yourself. The emotional connection and the connection to the characters in Entrusted were heartwarming, and I think if you take a look at those, a lot of the readers also only would say that they quit their appointments for the afternoon because they had to read through it. They couldn't put the book down. That, to me, is an encouragement. So if you get a chance and have a cold winter day and you want to sit back with a good read, I'd appreciate it if you pick up a copy of Entrusted, and you won't be sorry.
All right. Again, well done. And it is published by Tate Publishing. What I'd like you to do before you leave is spell out your website for people slowly so they're able to go up and access it.
Okay. It's www.jerryrummler, S-H-E-R-R-Y-R-U-M-M-L-E-R, .tatepublishingauthor.com.
All right. That's .tatepublishing. .com, right?
TatePublishingAuthor.com.
Oh, yep. TatePublishingAuthor.com. Sherry, thank you so much. Great job. We appreciate it. And we'll move on after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With Our Opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show, Stu Taylor on Business.
Okay, coming up just a little bit later is Eric Weiner, and the book is Geography of Genius, a search for the world's most creative places from ancient Athens to the Silicon Valley. And I think you'll find it interesting, an interesting take on what are the ingredients for genius, and it may surprise you. I don't look in terms of PR genius upon any of the candidates running, honestly, except Barack Obama. And I mean, Barack Obama, what kind of a, how could I have possibly, well, no, wait, that slipped out. But wait a minute, as I think about it, obviously there was a certain amount of genius, wasn't there? He suckered people into voting for him for two terms. So I hadn't even thought of that angle. That wasn't where I was going. Maybe one of the few compliments I can give this guy, who's out at least facing the music on gun control, and from what I've seen, just can't make a good case for it. But I think he believes it. I've had this conversation either with myself or with you or with other people many times about the reason that this is just not going to work, and it's another politically aimed move and emotionally stirring up the audience. But let me get back to my original thought here and the inability of politicians to really, quote, get it. Now, you may be, you know, Governor Mike Huckabee and I talked off air at one point here in great length and talked about the difference between it being educated and being smart. These politicians may be educated, by and large, all of them, with the exception, I'm going to tell you why Cruz and Trump are the exceptions. With the exception of Cruz and Trump. And what are they doing right now as we approach the Iowa races? In spite of what they said they weren't going to do. I know Chris Christie's come on. I'm not going after anybody personally. He's completely reverse field. You don't know whether to go after Marco Rubio. You don't know whether to go after Jeb Bush. They're all fighting amongst each other. And they're ignoring Donald Trump. They're not ignoring Ted Cruz because they see him as a threat. By and large, Ted Cruz is above the fray. I say by and large. I think he's got to be a little bit careful because that's not a game you want to play unless you're equipped to handle it. And nobody, as the Clintons are finding out, is better equipped to deal with the PR of running a campaign than Donald Trump, who's doing what comes naturally and is doing what has worked for him his entire career. Look what happened to Jeb Bush. He went up in flames after spending $53 million on his campaign, while Trump spent less than $1 million, about a quarter of $1 million, but he's now understandably spending $2 million a week as he senses that he's on the precipice of being the Republican nominee. What a shock to the party. And yeah, it's not all good, but I am telling you, what a shock to the establishment. And as far as I'm concerned, that's good, because I don't think anybody detests the left-wing establishment politicians and media in this country more than I do. Oh, I have to correct myself again. I'm sure there are, because I would never take any drastic action. I think a lot of people would, and may in the future, but I need to differentiate myself. Mine is expression. It's verbiage, but it would never be any kind of physical action. And Trump is winning this. He's winning it outright. I think Cruz is going to win Iowa, which is going to keep him in there. And then you got the pretenders. Huckabee, if he doesn't finish strong, he's not going to be in it. Huckabee will be gone. A lot of these guys will be gone. I say guys because Carly Fiorina may hang in there. I think Carly Fiorina is angling for an administration place if the Republicans get in, perhaps vice president. But when you talk about Trump and you talk about Cruz, you know, if Trump isn't the number one banana, he's not going to be anyone's vice president. And guess what? I bet the farm on the fact that nobody would want him as a vice president. And none of the politicians want him as president. But you'd better come to your senses, or you're going to lose the election like you did, or we're going to lose it like when Mitt Romney ran. And that's why Trump is begging everyone to come out. Look at the turnout he got in Burlington, Vermont last night. They had, what, 1,400 seats? And again, the angry political left, and I'll say the angry political left more than the right, the Bernie Sanders supporters, for example, and this is Bernie Sanders' country. It's a beautiful, beautiful town if you haven't been there, Burlington, Vermont. Been there many times. And Trump then gave passes to 20,000 people, and look, I mean, there was just no way to accommodate them all. And I understand if they were his supporters, fine, they could come in. If not, they were turned away. I think one of the problems Trump is facing, and he's handling it quite well, is the protesters and the hecklers. He almost seems to feed on it well. It seems to surprise other candidates. You have to function not only in terms of strategy and in terms of policy, but within the confines of your own personality. I think at times Ted Cruz may struggle. I mean, Ted Cruz is brilliant. He's made a few missteps. But he's not a comedian. So my advice to Ted Cruz, don't try to be a comedian. Donald Trump makes me laugh, and I don't laugh very easily. You could name 90% of the pseudo-comedians on television. I don't watch him, so it may be 100% of the pseudo-comedians on television. And, I mean, I think they're just like the sitcoms. You know, they have a left-wing rally, you know, like clapping seals out there, no matter what they say. It's like The View with Joy Behard. Oh, my God. How can an ignoramus like her, from my point of view, ever hold a job? It's because this is what progressive America is. It's progressive liberal America. And Hillary couldn't answer the question. It's not because she's too dumb to answer the question. The question was, what's the difference between liberals and socialists? Well, there is no difference. So she completely sidetracked it, just like Bill Clinton is sidetracking questions about his sexual exploits. And I hope they just come out more and more and more, because I've never gotten over the fact that it wasn't pursued, because one of the most heinous acts you could ever commit is the rape and invasion of a woman's private property. There is no excuse for that. Bernie Sanders, strong in Iowa, strong in New Hampshire. Joe Biden, sorry he didn't run, but Bernie Sanders has made a couple of major mistakes, like telling people to stop focusing on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. It made me wonder why he did that. I'm wondering about a lot of things. And as I said many, many times, if it weren't so important, this would really be thrilling. Heavyweight championship, Trump against Hillary, unless she's behind bars. She won't be. Loretta Lynch will never let it happen under the direction of Barack Obama. It's not going to happen. All right, we're coming back.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze white oak laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2 year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
Okay, we're back. And talked about early on in the hour about a fascinating guy and a terrific book out. Really interesting. Especially if you're not a genius like I'm not. The Geography of Genius. It's written by Eric Weiner. He's the best-selling author of The Geography of Bliss. It's geography, the geography of genius, a search for the world's most creative places from ancient Athens to Silicon Valley. And Eric is a, he classifies himself as a recovering malcontent. His other books are the New York Times bestseller. The geographies, as I mentioned, the geography of bliss. Man seeks God. He's been a foreign correspondent for NPR, and his work has appeared everywhere. But you can go up on ericweinerbooks.com, and it's spelled W-E-I-N-E-R, for more information. The book is published in hardcover by Simon & Schuster. Welcome. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, we always talk about major issues like environment versus heredity and what's the effect of it. We talk about, can you take introverts and make them into extroverts? Are people born with the genius capabilities because it's more than IQ, or is it something that can be acquired?
I really believe that the idea that geniuses are born is a myth, and it's completely wrong, to be honest. And geniuses are not... this may sound strange, they're not smarter than the rest of us. Einstein was not a know-it-all. He was a see-it-all. High IQ is not my definition of genius, which maybe is a relief to you and me. Geniuses are good at making connections and seeing things that others don't, and you don't have to be born with that. Look, we're all born with certain capabilities, but hard work, and as I argue in my book, environment matters a lot more than we think.
Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting perspective you have on this. I'm not sure I've heard this theory, but as I hear about it from you and read about it, it seems to make a lot of sense. But why is that we happen to think of certain areas as areas of financial affluence, certain critical areas that are educational? Rewards are the greatest, or the resources are the greatest. How do you relate genius to culture and environmental surroundings?
Well, I mean, if you think of the culture, the surroundings is like the soil, right? You need you're trying to grow an apple tree, right? You need the seed, and you need to water the seed. That's the hard work, but you need the right temperature. You need the right climate. And that's the role that culture plays. You look throughout history, look at Leonardo da Vinci in Renaissance Florence. You look at Sigmund Freud in Vienna of 1900. You look at Steve Jobs in Silicon Valley much more recently. And they all benefited from their environment. They had mentors. They had patrons, whether it was the Medicis back in Florence or the venture capitalists in Silicon Valley today. There's always a system in place, or as I like to think of it, a creative ecology that makes it happen. But, we have this very romantic notion of the genius, and it goes something like this. The genius is born with special abilities. They're not influenced by their environment. They just go off into the woods and dream up amazing music or great scientific theories. It doesn't work that way. It's much more of, I guess I'd say, a relationship between the person and the place.
I think we have a tendency collectively, all of us. I try to minimize my tendencies because I get furious. For example, when I watch a sporting event and every single player, it was a sensation. There has to be a play. It has to be good on one side, perhaps bad on the other. Fantastic play. One of the greatest athletes ever to play at this position. We just hear overwhelming praise of people. And the term that is, Eric, the most of, I'd say, not offensive, but repulsive to me, I guess it's the same, is the overuse of the word unique. First of all, there's nothing that's very unique. Either it is or it isn't. People, absolutely, I think they have the perception that everything is unique. So therefore, has society created more geniuses because of what I think is a flaw in human nature?
I mean, I think ironically, we overuse the word genius today because we have fewer geniuses, if you follow me, that we've sort of devalued the word by saying, you know, he's a football genius, this person's, you know, Stu's a radio genius, as an example.
Well, you may be right on that one, but go ahead.
We throw the word around because we have also kind of a novelty fetish. Everything's got to be new and improved, right? Cars come out new and improved, and it's kind of a charade. We know they're not really new and probably not so improved. But, you know, we want to feel that we're getting the 2016 Buick or whatever that's new and improved because we as a culture value novelty. Something's got to be new. But I think what you're sort of getting at by talking about that word original and how it's overused is
unique.
Unique, that's it, right, unique. Is that, this is going to sound radical, but there really is nothing unique. There's nothing new.
I want to interject because I think this is the perfect time for me to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe the important aspect of this, that there are so many ideas are out there. How do you come up with something new? The true geniuses have this ability to synthesize what's out there and therefore create something new by being innovative. Is that accurate?
I could not have said it better myself. There really is, geniuses don't create something new. They make new connections between the stuff that's already out there. They're really unique is not the be all and end all. Every new invention is based on tradition. We don't really give much credence to tradition in this country because, you know, Silicon Valley, it's got creative destruction and all that. But everything new is, you know, Isaac Newton said he could see so far because he was standing on the shoulders of giants. Let's acknowledge the giants. Let's acknowledge the ground on which we're standing and the fact that maybe this isn't unique, but it's still worthwhile.
And in part you've answered this, but do cultures make geniuses or do geniuses make the cultures surrounding them? So if you get 10 geniuses in one geographical area, are they now creating a persona that area is the breeder of genius?
Exactly. I think the culture creates the conditions for the genius, and then once you have the geniuses in place, say Silicon Valley, if you consider them geniuses there, that place becomes magnetized, becomes a magnet for more. But you need to get the magnetized in the first place, right? The conditions have to be right to attract the first one, the second one, the third one. And then what happens is those geniuses attract even more people who suddenly want to be in Vienna if it's about music, or Silicon Valley if it's about technology, or New York if it's about, you know, finance. So the culture creates the genius, and then the genius creates a culture of genius, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's look at the cultures. And again, I think my favorite genius, it was Leonardo da Vinci, uh-huh, although I never had the chance to meet him personally. But
he's a great guy.
You've traveled everywhere.
Yeah.
What locations that you traveled to met your expectations? Because writers have kind of a pre-thoughts or a precognitive approach to going somewhere where you know that what you're looking for is going to be there. I think writers have to be flexible and adaptive enough to say, you know, I was wrong. It wasn't the case, and I'm really surprised. Are there areas that you expected to find genius cultures prior to going, and are there areas that lived up to your expectations?
I think you're absolutely right about the expectations game, that you That's why I try to read up about a place before I go there, but not read too much. And to be open, because if you, the more you read, the more you're invested in what you've read as being true when you get there. And you need to be open to the possibility of disappointment and to the possibility of surprise. And I was surprised, thankfully, in a positive way in a lot of these places. Edinburgh, Scotland. Who knew that in the 18th century it was, you know, the city of 45,000 people was the place to be? And that a lot, that I think it's fair to say this country, the United States, would not exist as it does today if it wasn't for that genius cluster of Edinburgh in the 18th century. Benjamin Franklin spent months there, said it was the greatest city in the world, as did Thomas Jefferson. A lot of the signers of the Declaration of Independence had studied at the medical school in Edinburgh. So that was surprising. And, you know, dead white people do not have a monopoly on genius. I found genius clusters in China and India and other places. So I try to remain open to the idea that I might be wrong, and I think all geniuses do. And maybe you're open to the possibility that you might be wrong too, Stu.
All right. Can you hang around for another segment? This is too interesting to pass by.
Sure.
All right. It's Eric Weiner. The book is The Geography of Genius, a search for the world's most creative places from ancient Athens to Silicon Valley. Kind of a genius approach to a book. We'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP Ink or $200 on HP Toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston, or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
All right, actually, I'm saved here because from the time we spoke during the break, Eric, to Lad, I almost forgot to mention that Eric Weiner, the author of Geography of Genius, A Search for the World's Most Creative Places from Ancient Athens to Silicon Valley, published by Simon & Schuster. Eric has a number of appearances around the country, which is a good sign. My major publisher was too cheap to send me anywhere. But he will be in Boston at the Harvard Bookstore Monday, January 11 at 7 p.m., and I hope I can be there because I actually like to meet you, Eric.
Stop by.
Boston at the Harvard Bookstore at 7 p.m. on Monday. Back to the book. So I guess, you know, I've kind of been dancing around this. I'll try to focus in. In a sense, can we manufacture geniuses? You know, there's always that 10,000 hours of dedication. There's a tremendous focus and love, so it's 24 hours a day. That's not a guarantee there's going to be a genius. And there are many ways to define genius. And because it's a short show, the first one that comes into mind, and I probably shouldn't say genius, I think of this guy. You ever see MyPillow, Mike Lindell, doing these ads?
No, tell me about
it. It's the number one best-selling pillow in the country, and here's a guy who was living out of the back seat of his car about 6 or 7 years ago, and he's now become a multimillionaire. A genius? I don't know. Talk about those 10,000 hours.
Yeah, so, you know, the theory is that you need to put in at least 10,000 hours over 10 years to achieve mastery or to hope to be a genius. And as you say, it's no guarantee, right? I mean, just because you're putting in the time doesn't mean you're necessarily getting anywhere. You know, you might talk about the pillow guy. Let's talk about someone else who is kind of a divisive figure in the genius world, and that's Steve Jobs. You know, and as I was researching this book, my sort of cocktail party question I would ask people is, you know, I'd walk into a room and say, hey, was Steve Jobs a genius? And about half the people would raise their hand and say, yeah, absolutely, it was what he was. They'd whip out their iPhone 6S Plus, whatever, and from their pocket and say, look at this thing, man, it changed the world. Another half of the people would say, no, he didn't really invent anything, which is true. He was maybe a marketing genius, which is a polite way of saying not really a genius at all. So, a character like that is, you know, it really forces us to think about, well, what do we mean by the word genius? And who are our geniuses today? Was Steve Jobs one? What do you think? Do you think he was?
Yeah, but I don't want to overuse the word idiot savant. I've known people who had such extraordinary genius traits in one area, couldn't tell you where they were in another. So I guess the classification is there.
Yeah, because he affected the world, right? That's one definition.
Right, right.
And, you know, as I say in the book, we get the geniuses that we want and that we deserve. And I think it's a really important point. It's not like these geniuses just come up with these ideas and we're like, wow, that's fantastic. I mean, they are, their relationship with us is much more intimate. We're like the co-geniuses. If we didn't buy iPhones, you wouldn't know the name Steve Jobs. If we didn't get it or if we weren't addicted to these little devices, Steve Jobs wouldn't matter. You know, he needed us. Just like Mozart needed the people of Vienna to listen to his music and to get it. You know, geniuses need people who get their genius, and that's the rest of us.
Right? I'd like to shift to whether you like them or not, and I've expressed my position on this opinionated show here of Donald Trump, who has just, and I talked about this earlier on, has kind of made a mockery of all the other, they have made the mockery. I don't think, you know, it's like empowering someone. They're going to have to empower themselves. They've made a mockery of themselves by not knowing how to handle this tremendous marketing and sales genius. But it goes a lot deeper than that. If you look at all the successes that Donald Trump has had, may not be a good example, but he certainly is somebody that raises eyebrows because he's got so many components of his personality that have resulted in success that he's truly an anomaly. I guess you can say unique to criticize myself. Can you use him as an example? Are you with us, Eric? Laurie, what happened? All right, can you retry him? I don't mean in a criminal court. Can you dial the phone? Dial him up again. We'll be right back. I'm going to have to shorten that question when we come back. Eric Weiner is joining us. The Geography of Genius, a search for the world's most creative places, from ancient Athens to Silicon Valley. And the book is published by Simon and Schuster. It's available in hardcover. And Eric will be at a book signing here in Boston. He's actually going to be all around the country, but you can go to ericweinerbooks.com to get that. He will be at the Harvard Bookstore at 7 p.m. on Monday, and he hopefully will be rejoining us as Laurie tries to make connection. And let me take this opportunity to just mention that if anybody wants to communicate with me, I'm very, very happy to hear. You can either call the show or you can email me at stu@stutaylor.com. It's S-T-U at stutaylor.com. I'm more than happy to respond to anybody if you have some constructive advice, if you have any comments, positive or negative, I'd be more than happy to respond to them. And I guess we're going to have a little problem getting Eric back, Laurie. I guess we don't have him yet. We don't have him. All right. Yeah. Well, all right. It's in a sense unfortunate, but at least you got a taste of what this wonderful book is about. And I actually think to play a little on words here, it could be defined as truly unique, an interesting perspective. The book again, The Geography of Genius, Eric Weiner, and it is available for everyone. Well, we're going to close out another show, and I thank you for listening. Sorry for that little glitch on the end. We lost connection with Eric. Eric lost connection with us. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you after the weekend. Have a great one. Okay.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,